We have Mark, careers coach with Slea Nua Careers. Mark, you're very welcome.
Hi, Anne-Marie. How are you?
Good now, thank you. What have you got for us today?
Well, today we said, Anne-Marie, that we were going to look at the pharmaceutical sector.
Mm-hmm. And maybe huge just sector over. In Ireland.
Pardon me?
A huge sector at the moment.
It's an absolutely massive contributor to the Irish economy. There's 120, believe it or not, global multinational pharmaceutical operators who currently have facilities located throughout the country. And actually 9 out of the 10 largest pharmaceutical companies in the world have a presence in Ireland. And between them all, they're employing over 25,000 people, and they actually account for over 50% of all our exports out of the country. So it's a massive part of our economic landscape. And within that, you know, for such a sizable employment sector, there really are an array of opportunities for people within that sector as a whole.
And what kind of opportunities are we talking about?
Well, I think if you look at a lot of these, if you look at a lot of these, these multinational pharmaceutical plants, you can kind of break down their operations quite a lot, and they tend to fall into a number of different categories in terms of what people refer to as R&D, research and development, obviously production and manufacturing, and the various processes involved in that, quality assurance, quality control, logistics, distribution, engineering, whether it's chemical engineering, and I suppose as a subdivision of engineering, you'd have opportunities for people who have trades, either mechanical or electrical, a huge amount of document control as well. And I think, you know, people who may be, you know, either in second level or, you know, moving into third level or currently within third level and due to commence their career soon, you can really begin to see the type of opportunities that are available. A lot of them would be science-based. And what I mean by that is a lot of positions in particular within manufacturing and production, quality control or quality assurance or document control would require people with a science qualification, either in chemistry or maybe biology or biotechnology.
And is that specifically just a third level degree?
In a lot of cases, it would be, Anne-Marie. Yeah. Now, there would be opportunities still, though, you know, within the sector for people who may not have a third level degree. As I said earlier, you know, there's opportunities for people with trades, either mechanical or electrical. I suppose some of the non-science type roles could exist as well within the distribution and logistics part of these organisations. Similarly, within document control, which would be a huge area within itself because it is such a highly regulated environment. And again, within that, there could be opportunities for people who may have various administrative skills. So, I suppose, by and large, there's a huge amount of opportunities that people can begin to research, people can begin to exploit if they feel they'd like to give themselves an opportunity within that sector. For people who are coming at it maybe from a science background, there's been a very obvious move both in Ireland and globally within the pharmaceutical sector in that we're all familiar with the type of medications that people take, you know, day in, day out, and they're chemical-based. There's a move now towards what people refer to as biologics. Now, that's happening at a global level, and that's obviously reflected within the sector in Ireland as well. And what biologics mean, basically, is that a lot of these big, big global multinationals, they're moving away from manufacturing products, from chemicals, and moving over to what's referred to as biologics, which are basically enzyme-based medications. And that area in itself is now starting to take off with a large degree of momentum. And my own personal hunch is that it's going to become a very, very obvious trend within the very near future.
So there is growth there?
Absolutely, massive growth. Largely driven by a number of factors, obviously commercially driven, but, you know, the products that are on the market at the moment, the market is essentially saturated with conventional, chemical-based medications. And you may refer to or remember when people were talking about the patents cliff where a lot of these products have come off patent, so they're open now to be reproduced by what's referred to as generic producers. And that in itself is driving this move towards biologics and biotechnology. So people thinking about embarking on a third level form of study are people currently in third level. They would be the areas that they would need to focus on if they're thinking about giving themselves an opportunity for a career within the pharmaceutical sector. So, I certainly wouldn't rule out chemistry and chemical engineering, but I'd also be very cognizant of biotechnology, biology, and that type of an approach to give yourself every opportunity that you could think of. To try and align yourself with the requirements within that particular sector.
So that's the route into it. And then when in the pharmaceutical sector, how is it to work in?
I think by and large it can be a challenging environment. It can be unbelievably rewarding. There are a lot of career opportunities for people within these organisations. As you said earlier, it's a very, very regulated environment. So, people who would be looking to begin a career within that sector, you would need to understand the type of regulation that exists within the environment. We mentioned earlier about document control. That's a huge area within the pharmaceutical sector. As to, funnily enough, is continuous improvement. And again, if you look at requirements for job specifications for positions that are currently advertised, continuous improvement is a very common trend through a lot of these particular job advertisements. And it's continuous improvement, or CI as people refer to it. It's a huge area within industry in general, and all employers, not just in the pharmaceutical sector, but all employers are now becoming heavily orientated towards continuous improvement, towards the need to, to improve on what you do, to do it smarter, to do it cheaper, to basically improve efficiency wherever possible. And one of the key drivers behind continuous improvement would be what people refer to as Lean Six Sigma. So there are training courses available nationwide to a number of providers, specifically aimed at Lean Six Sigma, and that could be something else that people could begin to look at in order to, to improve their CV, to improve their chances, to arm themselves as much as possible in the hope of moving into that particular sector.
And where are the majority of opportunities in Ireland? Is it Dublin based, or are they widespread throughout the country?
It's at the moment heavily stacked towards Dublin, but having said that, in particular, I suppose, regards to the west of Ireland, there are opportunities, most definitely, between Galway, between Mayo, between Sligo. A lot of the big providers, employers, have a presence in the west of Ireland. Alexion would be one who have a presence. Well, okay, they're in Athlone, but, I mean, Athlone would be commutable for quite a lot of people who may be based in the west, as to our Boston Scientific, who are in Galway, Abbott are in Sligo. There are a lot of big employers in the west of Ireland. And they're, generally speaking, the employment opportunities are scattered throughout the country. Yes, it is fair to say that it is heavily orientated towards Dublin, but that's not to say that there aren't opportunities in other parts of the country. And, as we said, in particular with regard to the west of Ireland, there are most definitely opportunities with some of those employers.
It grows even more, hopefully we'll see even more of that growth in the west.
Absolutely, Emily. The other thing I would say as well, for people, again, living in the west of Ireland and thinking about opportunities or thinking about third level opportunities, IT Sligo run a primary Bachelor of Science in Medical Biotechnology. They also run a Master's degree program in Pharmaceutical Science. And GMIT have a Bachelor of Science in Chemical and Pharmaceutical Science. And one other opportunity for people as well could be to look at FOSS, who've rebranded as Solus, but I think they still refer to themselves as FOSS to a certain extent, who again would have training opportunities nationwide. And there's one specific course they do that people might find of interest, which is in pharmaceutical process operations. There's definitely opportunities for people, either coming into third level, or indeed for people who may either maybe on the live register, unfortunately, or maybe maybe considering a complete career change and looking at opportunities to retrain and upskill with a hope to moving into the pharmaceutical sector. So I would certainly advise people and encourage people to do some searches online and look at the type of training opportunities that are out there.
That's what I was just going to ask you there. Finally, it's such a huge sector and it goes into, there's so many different branches of it. How can someone get some more information on it?
Well, again, as I said, third level institutions nationwide all have some degree of training and courses that are orientated towards the pharmaceutical sector. I'd also encourage people to touch base with FOSS or SULIS and see what type of training is available there. The quickest way to find this information would be literally just to search online. maybe just search around pharmaceutical training courses, pharmaceutical training opportunities. I'd also encourage people, if they were thinking about moving into that area, maybe touch base with some of the pharmaceutical organisations, email into their HR department, ask them for what type of criteria they would consider necessary for specific roles.
Specifications and the like.
You know, a lot of these places, that they're conscious of their public image, they're conscious of their own brand, and they will come back with some information and some pointers.
Mark McDonald of Slieneagh Careers, as always, thank you so much. We've actually run over time, so we'll head straight to the newsroom.